desperados to your town. Chrome flashing like lightning and thunder across the ground. Old tattered new rags, old weathered leather chaps. I'm my brother's keeper, son, and I'm a holder of the past. Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling in. Harley's parked outside. I could feel them staring, wondering what I had to hide. I'm already a judged man by the ruling of a higher hand. I hold my head up high cause I'm proud of who I am. Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling.
street. Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink, pots, piss, and clink. A fountain drink, and urinals hanging on the walls. Monday, May 15th, 2017. I hope everybody had a good weekend.
Not May 15th.
I like to say. already, they're getting on me already. This is shit.
Yeah, we didn't I like to say
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms that were out there. We didn't get the chance to say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Margaret. Happy Mother's Day to my wife down there. And
all that she don't want to hear from you.
I know.
Happy She's day like, after Mother's
get
Day.
Get upstairs and leave me alone.
Get upstairs and leave me alone.
Oh,
that's what she
God.
Said. Get upstairs and leave me alone.
Jesus. Oh, I thought she was talking about you were saying that. Like, leave me alone. Like,
no,
you and
no
you,
okay. she's telling
leave
me.
Leave me alone.
So get away from me and go upstairs and whatever.
Yeah, I'm a little discombobulated from all the Mother's Day mayhem that I went through. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. It's all good, though. At least one of my three children are left in my will.
Wow.
Hi, Sammy.
Wow.
Sammy, my clone. Sammy. Yeah, she took care of me. Well, I love my other
two.
My other two. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I got nothing for Mother's Day. Well, yeah, you are.
You are a mother.
You're a motherfucker.
Technically, a mother effer.
Technically, my wife is a mother, and I have sex with her, so I guess it's Mother's Day for me, too.
Oh, hello.
Well, doesn't she have kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hold on a minute. I got to do this thing on my leg.
Oh, boy.
And look all out. Over my leg. And
the symbiote's not working right again?
No.
Oh, here we go.
What kind of show do we have tonight?
Oh, you tell me.
Oh, today is the Johnny Lang
Report.
Yes.
If you have any questions, Johnny Lang does all the bike weeks, bike events. You want any questions, either, you know, hit us up on Facebook or
something.
Or call when Johnny's calling. Johnny's calling at 8:45. So you have a chance to talk to Johnny. Ask him about his strip pole motorcycles.
And the other ones.
Yeah,
and any bike event you'd like to talk to him about. So.
And that I forgot her name, but oh my God, she's gorgeous.
What?
Oh, Watson Wolf.
The one with the braids and the chaps.
You know,
oh, jeez. Oh, that's Johnny's daughter. Hello.
Oh.
I'm just saying. You never know who you're talking about.
Hit the pause button. Hit the pause button.
You never know.
Busted, but you're beautiful.
Oh, my God.
That's all right.
But we have a lot. We have Wayne Penix is calling in today.
Yes, Biker Trash Nation,
Biker
the first
Trash
lady.
Nation,
yes,
Biker Trash Nation right behind me here.
Awesome people.
Still waiting for my Elvis song.
Still waiting for your Elvis
song. Yeah, you keep this up, Wayne. You're digging yourself a deeper Elvis song.
Oh, he touched me.
I want you to turn your mic a little bit because you're not talking into the right spot.
Well, I'm sorry. That's always been my problem.
Is it the wet spot?
Turn the mic.
Turn it this way.
Yep.
Keep going.
There you go.
Ooh. Now we hear her.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
good or not.
You know
what it is? We got too many people playing with our mics.
That's
what she said.
We're going to have our own studio. In a couple of weeks. So
yeah, we're very excited.
Studio.
This is our another temporary location.
We're like the roving show on Long Island here.
Yes. Yeah, but actually the studio is great. It's in another part of Long Island that used to belong to another part of Long Island. Did I say Long?
Yeah.
Long.
Sorry. Anyway, so it's another part of Long Island which will remain
anonymous.
But it belonged to a really huge record producer back in the day.
Right.
You know, with old school rap and some rock and roll. It's got a lot of history.
So, to say the least, we're psyched.
We're totally psyched.
Yes.
We're really, really looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
We're also going to have Kim D. DuPont. Am I saying that right? DuPont?
Just say Kim.
Kim. He's calling in from Kickstands Up, man. Another great group that's out there that are fans of ours, and we love this group also. And they're going to call and talk about their group. He's in a bunch of other groups he's going to talk about when he calls, and he'll be calling in a little later. He's actually 3 hours away, 2 hours away, I think. No, he's 3 hours away. He's in Canada, I believe.
He's in Canada. Can I give a shout-out early? Or is
sure.
it pre?
Sure.
I'm doing it on the,
do
on
what
the
you
feed.
Wanted to.
But I have a really good friend of mine. Jack, he's on there. Hey, Jack, I just sent you a little message. He was, when I had my hot dog truck,
You had a hot dog truck?
Yes.
Ah, I love those fucking
It was things. Called Miss Margaret's Munchables.
Oh, my God.
It was fabulous, right, Jack?
Hot dog truck or a movie?
It was
both. It was a hot dog truck.
And a production.
It was doing
it was great.
It was doing great until somebody found a pube in there.
No, don't even make.
What?
This is not the Jim Tenichi show here, dude.
Yeah, seriously,
keep
man.
That disgusting thing. I was.
That wasn't disgusting.
That
did
was
you
disgusting.
Notice she said Tenichi too?
Yeah. Did I say it right this time? Whatever. Who
like me.
Can? So let me finish my speaking because you guys are interrupting me like you always freaking do. Yeah, but anyway, Jack was my very first customer for Miss Margaret's Munchables. Located in good old Rocky Point, New York, across the street from, conveniently, my ex's bike shop. Honey, why don't you just put the hot dog truck right out front of my shop so this way you could feed all the guys while they're sitting here waiting forever? Oh, no, that wasn't the reason. The reason was so I could feed him every single day for lunch. No, not that's why he's my ex. Hello, the term ex.
Ex.
But that was a lot of fun.
Very nice. I also want to make another shout out, if I may, if that's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I am the host of the show. I'm allowed to do this sometimes.
Wait, no.
He's the host.
Yeah, we're all the hosts. He's just got the hostess.
He's got the mostest.
I
got to
say,
the
Wild Hogs.
Let him talk.
Right,
the Wild
right.
Hogs of Texas.
Let him feed his head.
Let him talk.
Okay, Gary Donaldson, man. Awesome group. You know what this guy does? Whenever there's a motorcycle down, he puts up a roll call on Facebook. Everybody in his group has to answer that they're okay. I think that is awesome.
That is
awesome thing to do. Yeah, I saw that today. I saw it a couple times, you know, last month. And I wrote to him. I'm like, yeah, I'm giving you a special shout out tonight because I think that is awesome.
It is.
That, you know what? Very you're ahead of your group there and you want to make sure everybody in your group is fine. So you put the roll call out. Everybody answers you. You go to sleep good at night. That's awesome. Gary, hats off to you, brother.
Way to go.
So, yeah.
That's fabulous. That's I know there are a lot of people that this is one good thing with Facebook when we had the tragedies, like Rod, you were saying, they did that with Chili.
Yeah. And Chili,
you know, it's a shout out to friends that everybody chime in. My girlfriend, Debbie Plushy, who is down in Florida, she does that as well. She'll do what's called a friend check.
Right.
So if you're part of the community and you ride and you're at these events and mm-hmm. you hear something or you see something, yeah, do the friend checks. It's always good to check in. And I still, to this day, when I leave someone's party or an event, I text one of the hosts or somebody that's still at the party and let them know that I arrived home safely.
Yeah, that's
That's a very smart thing to do. So we highly recommend staying in touch.
Yes.
You know,
communication is the key.
I just thought of something. I'm going to have to...
I smell smoke.
What?
I got to throw it out there.
What?
How about if they could put that on that app? The road captain.
Oh, the friend check
little,
app?
Little button.
Kind of... No, they're almost ready to launch. Don't yeah, freak don't... out Michael Harrison, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But that road...
Oh, we got a phone call, Mr. Wayne Panics. Wayne
oh, Panics? Already?
Wow.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's up, guys? It's Wayne with Biker Trash Nation. What's happening?
What's happening, Wayne? Woo, Biker Trash awesome. Nation. How's the first lady? Is she with you?
Yeah, well, she's in the other room. I'm going to try to get her to come in here for a second. But I've got to offer a mea culpa real quick because I fell down on my duties for a certain young lady that I promised to do
here we go.
Singing for.
Yeah, you did. Are you going to sing?
We better hold you one breast. Here we go.
Are you going to sing live now?
Sure, Mama. You ready for this?
Oh, you guys better shut up.
I definitely smell it. Go
I'm
ahead.
Holding my boobs in. Go ahead.
Happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday, you sexy little vixen.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday to you.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, Wayne, thank you.
Dude, she is pulsating.
Oh, my God. My nipple's like blowing through my bra.
Oh, my
goodness.
My. Yes, now I got to get a new chair in here. She's stuck to this one.
You rock, Wayne. So listen, tell us about your event this past weekend. You raised a lot of money, did you not?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, we had an event at a little place up in King, North Carolina called Penny's Place. We did a bike show, and they also had a foundation out there. I believe it's called part of the Hope Foundation. And they raised enough money to send three different people to rehab and help get them off drugs. So it was just a fantastic day, man. We had 17 bikes in the show.
Nice.
That's fabulous.
It was a great turnout, man. And you know, Biker Trash Nation showed up in force and really helped these guys out. It was awesome.
Excellent.
That's a great thing. We were stalking you when you were doing your Facebook Live videos, and we shared a couple of them too on our page.
We're kind
of
weird like that.
You guys are so funny. Now, who's that sidekick behind you with no hair? That guy that's always licking your ear, or blowing in your ear.
You're talking about Mr. David Holland. David actually baggers the bar that we go to quite often. David's wife and another young lady went on that bar. So David and I hang out, and we just kind of feed off each other, and we're kind of nuts. So
Yeah, it's funny to watch.
Yeah, it is. I love his videos are awesome.
and your wife is.
I love how she just sneaks up in the videos.
You're a lucky
too.
Man.
Great.
She's a beautiful first lady.
Absolutely. Vandy is. I think she might have problems with her eyes because why she's with me, I have no real idea. But you know,
dude, Wayne, have you seen me?
Yeah, it's that southern. Have you? It's that southern accent, Wayne. Us ladies.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. We go for that southern accent, and anybody that impersonates Elvis Presley as good as you, yeah.
Oh, boy.
They're destined for
hot
women.
Do you want a moment?
No. I had my moment earlier. Thank you, Wayne.
No problem.
We can't wait to come down.
Thank you.
We cannot wait to come down to your Camel City Bike Fest.
We are currently working on a little bit of a surprise something we're going to add to Camel City Bike Fest. We just got to get through legal tape, red tape. You know how all that is.
Oh, we know.
As soon as we can get that done, we'll make that announcement. It's going to be pretty cool. I think everybody will like it.
And can you let people know when in September it's happening? It's
going to be September 9th on Liberty Street, downtown Winston-Salem. We've got bands. We've got babes. We've got the most important thing, beer and alcohol. We're also the guy who does, I don't know if you guys know who Radical Randy is. He does the largest bike show in Daytona and Myrtle Beach. He's coming up to do our bike show.
Oh, great.
And we're hoping for a huge turnout for that.
Excellent, nice. Excellent.
Yeah, we're gonna surprise y'all. Did I say y'all? I said y'all. We're coming.
Yeah,
we're gonna go to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I got some Volpes I got to visit that live in that area still.
That's right. We're gonna come down there, and we're gonna mess things up down there. I want to say it's
bring it. Don't sing it, brother. You got to bring it.
We're bringing the mayhem.
We're bringing the mayhem down there.
We're going to come see you.
Be careful.
Yeah, you guys, anybody going to be in Myrtle Beach this weekend?
I wish.
We're sitting here. I think not. No.
Okay.
But yes. I wanted to give it. Are you going to be down there? Because then you guys can you can tag us in your videos. So this way we can share what you're doing down there. And we can live vicariously through you.
On Friday night, we're actually throwing a huge Biker Trash Nation party at our hotel.
Oh, nice.
It's called Mako. The hotel is called the Reef Resort, but it's Mako's in that hotel. We got the whole pool to ourselves. It's going to be off the chain. So everybody listening, if you're coming to Myrtle Beach, guys are 100% invited to come to this party.
Wow.
We would love to. I really would. I wish I could. But unfortunately, we can't. But we will be at Camel City Bike Fest.
Come down to Camel City Bike Fest, and I will make it worth your trip. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, thank you. Come down. You guys are a lot of fun, and we love you, and we love the support from everyone in Biker Trash Nation.
Can you imagine the three of us and them three with these videos? It's going to be insane.
Oh my God.
Have to do a video if you come down.
Oh, are you serious?
Am I allowed to pick shit out of your ears like Dave does?
That was what I was going to do.
You see, and that's the whole thing. None of this stuff is scripted, so I have no idea what he's getting ready to do. So I just react to it, and, you know.
We don't script anything.
No. We don't have nothing script, really. The only thing we do is we decorate, we pee, do a shot, and have a smoke, and then jump behind the camera. And hope
everything goes good.
And hope everything goes good, but bang, that's it.
Sometimes that's the best way to do it.
That's the way to do it. That's right.
We're off the cuff.
Just lost my mouse.
We're lone wolves.
We're just out of our minds.
We are the mayhem, and we're going to bring it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Johnny's bringing his appetite, Wayne, just so you know.
Wayne, I hope you have like a 650-pound porterhouse for him alone.
I can see when we finally meet them, and I'm running towards Wayne, and Wayne opens his arms, and I run past him right to the barbecue.
He's just going to dive in the barbecue.
Because some of the food that we're going to have out there is going to be outstanding, especially if you go into Camel City Barbecue, was right there at the festival. They got some of the best brisket you've ever had in life, man. It is unbelievable.
Boy. I love a good brisket.
Johnny just got a throw.
Had me a bruh, which is a good thing, because bruh could be brisket or breast.
Brisk.
I'm good, yeah.
And you got to try the mac and cheese. It'll change your life.
Oh, my God.
Is it a secret recipe from Winston, North Carolina?
Absolutely. We got secrets all down here. I mean,
can I bring my secret alcoholic beverage with me?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll bring some brown sugar bourbon with me from New York. We don't have that good old homemade stuff out here.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'll bring that. John Frew liked it.
She'll bring it.
From Cycle.
I'm bringing it. Maybe if I can sneak something, I'll find something that we make up in the hills here for y'all to try.
Mm-hmm.
And what could that be?
I have stuff I can bring that people gave me from previous events that I have not finished yet, so I will share my gifts with everyone.
I will say that there's a show on one of these cable channels about this particular stuff, but you might know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
it has
that.
A nice little shine to it.
That's right.
That's
you
the
know,
guy
that's
running
what,
around with no shirt and overalls. I've seen that.
Yeah, that's how NASCAR started. That stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm starving, all right?
My stomach's
growling. We're talking about alcohol, and you're sitting here bothering us about food.
Hey, well. You know.
So, ain't anything else coming up in the Biker Trash Nation family?
Yeah. On June 10th, we actually are doing our very first ever Battle of the Bands. We're also doing a pinup competition, but the Battle of the Bands there at Ted's Kickin' Chicken will, the winner of that will be the first band on stage at Camel City Bike Fest this year. So they win a $500 cash prize, and then they're the very first ones up on stage to start the rocking for the whole day.
That's nice. Awesome. They get the opening slot. That's awesome.
Wow, that's great. Maybe my band should go down there.
Ted's Kicking Chicken.
You should.
June 10th?
I like the way that sounds.
I think I got something going on that day. But yeah, well, you know, always drop the link for whatever you guys are doing.
That's right.
On our page, and then we'll keep sharing it to everybody. So the more people that know about it, the more people show up.
We always have time for you, Wayne.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We will do.
And the First Lady, always.
And the First Lady.
One of these days, I'm going to actually get her to come in here and actually talk on the phone, but... She's getting ready to make Jello shots and do some other things for Bike Week. So
nice.
She's running around here like a chicken with her head.
Yeah,
off,
don't
so.
Interrupt her.
If you're going to interrupt her, that means send them up here.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you guys are heading out when? You're heading out Thursday?
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. So travels. Then you know what? You safe travels, ride safe and all of that. And,
yep.
And we will see you on the 9th, I guess. September 9th is when we'll get to physically see you.
Yes. Yeah.
That will be great. I'm really looking forward to you guys meeting the First Lady in person.
Yes.
And
same
here. It'll be a good time. Come, honey, come here. She just walked by. She's walking towards me.
Come on,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God. Are you going to make an actual... Are you going to say something to him today, baby?
Da, 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 da.
Talk to him. They can hear you.
Just say, hello.
Hello, First Lady.
We can hear you. Hello, First Lady.
Hi.
She's so shy.
Bandy, you sound so preoccupied. She's shy.
She's shy.
Outfits for Bike Week right now.
Okay.
She's actually, do you hear that? She's putting together trashy outfits, Sue.
That's
I was
good.
Going to say that she keeps coming in here topless, but, you know, since she brought it up.
Oh, man. I got a really nice visual. Thank you for that, Wayne. And, Vandy, you work too hard. You put your man to work, too, you know.
She said that you work too hard. You need to put me to work.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Get
That's
to work.
That's a good idea.
I know.
I don't.
Us women got to stick together.
You look pretty all the time, Wayne.
All right. She's out of here now. She said that I look pretty all the time, so I'm going to stick with that.
All right, Wayne. Well, listen, it was great talking to you like it always is, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me on.
We will talk to you really soon.
And see you.
And see you really soon. All right, brother?
All right, guys. You have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right,
Wayne
so,
Bennett,
yeah, Angie lady. Bean's on, and she's saying she's not getting anything. Hon, can you, like, maybe refresh your browser, or...
What do you mean she's not getting anything?
I don't know. She says she's not getting anything. I don't know if she's not getting the signal, or she's not getting what you're saying.
Could be.
Angie, we need specifics, because, you know, Johnny's a blonde.
That's for sure.
In the heart.
I am a natural blonde, yeah, imagine.
Yeah.
But I just take
well, I don't know. I'm seeing stuff. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Well, Rod, give us a sound check. We're all right? Sound?
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. You guys all
everybody
can hear
can
us
hear
out
us.
There
hear
in
us?
Facebook land. Yeah.
Everybody hears us? Good.
Oh, LJ, man. How's my brother from another mother? LJ, Mama Dukes.
LJ.
Yeah. Hey, no, listen, LJ, call the 800 number. I want to know how the your bike night went. At the thing.
Oh, the place. The Meadowlands.
No, he wasn't at the Meadowlands. He was somewhere on Sunday where they're having the Catskill Mountain Thunder Run.
Oh, yes.
At the Blackthorn.
That, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, man,
oh,
I had a brain,
God.
You know what? Well, LJ, give the 800 numbers right at the top.
Yes, give us
a
shout.
Did I forget to put it on there? It's, what the hell's our phone number? Oh, it's 877-917-5263.
That's right.
LJ has got an amazing voice, and he's a professional
LJ.
Radio show
yes,
host
he is.
As well.
Yes.
So he can always call in here. You know, plus what kind of co-workers for a magazine
he
that
almost
I
has
I
a professional voice
nameless.
Like mine.
Well, you do not have a professional voice.
This voice.
No
I have
way.
To have the worst voice in fucking radio history.
And mine's any better.
Yours is a lot better.
Mine's not
better. I'm editing the post. I forgot to put the phone number down.
She's blonde. Live.
I am actually a natural blonde. I dyed my hair this, you know, I went to
and
the,
hello to
I
all,
went to the
all
dark
the
side.
Out there tonight.
I can say, right. But isn't it great because then I can tell blonde jokes and brunette jokes.
Did you take the gallon of blinker fluid out of your car?
Yes, I did.
The blinker fluid.
Yes, the blinker fluid and then the grill stretcher. That was another one. Can I say that? Okay. Anybody that works in the restaurant industry will get this.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when a new employee comes by and they get broken in, it's kind of like an initiation type of thing. So where I lived, I worked in a pizzeria because I know how to make pizza, and I'm going to be making pizza at the Tennessee Bike Fest, tnbikefest.com. Shut up.
I'm eating barbecue.
Anyway, so my boss, Dan, sent me out to every restaurant within a 5-mile radius, you fucker, and to go borrow a grill stretcher.
A grill?
Yes. So this is the and all the restaurants, seriously, within a 2-mile radius of our pizzeria are all in on it.
Oh,
they're every single
God.
One. Spiro, this guy, that guy, Kenny Barrett from this one, that restaurant, the deli, and
bad.
Don't come back,
until
Margaret,
you
until
one.
You have a grill stretcher.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So needless to say, by the third one, I realized it was BS.
She ran late because she bought a bridge on the way back.
Yeah, I bought the bridge that was for sale, but it was a good story. It was a good story, but I was the pizza
classic.
Making queen of Rocky Point, New York for quite some time.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to cook at home, but I can make pizza in a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
so that was good. You know.
So anyway, if anybody out there has any stories they want to share with us, please give us a call, 877-917-5263.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you and be part of our life.
Show.
We're part of your life. And you know.
I want to just take a minute and a half or two here. We got a message from some friends of mine from Chile. Sent us some pictures.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
That was really cool. A todos en Chile, cariños para todos y un gran corazón para todos allá en Chile. Con parte de mi familia, motocicleta,
we're losing listeners.
We're losing listeners.
A todos en Chile. Gracias.
Hasta luego.
I just Googled that. It says, keep Rod in the United States.
Shut up. I just
no,
wishing all my friends in Chile and thanking them for being a part of Motorcycle Mayhem.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Was that a poster that guy has in his shop, or was it a sticker?
I think it was a sticker that they put on and photographed it in a weird way.
Yeah, they stuck it on a piece of glass or something, and then they just used
like
the camera at the right angle.
Yeah. It looked really cool.
Very good photographic stuff.
I'll tell you what.
But they're good people because they're just constantly sending us pictures.
Anyone that calls the show right now will get some stickers. Go.
First caller. 1-877-917-5263. We'll give you one big square one, and we'll give you a helmet sticker, too.
I am shutting my computer down because I'm getting issues. So I don't
shut your computer down. But on that note, since we have a little bit of time, I have to do a serious shout-out. So if you freaking interrupt me, I'm going to pop you in the coolie.
I have to interrupt you because we have a phone call.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hello?
Lower your radio.
Please.
Hi, is Mama Duke there?
Yeah, this is Mama Duke. Who is this?
Yeah, Mama Duke, this is Michael Spooner.
Hi, Michael. I was just actually going to be talking about your dad.
It's Michael Spooner.
Yeah, Michael, how are you? I was actually going to be making a special mention about your dad.
Okay. I really appreciate it. I really do.
So listen, everyone that's out there and listening to our radio show, the gentleman that's on the phone now, his name is Michael Spooner. He's a professional entertainer, and he is a Brett Michaels impersonator. But Michael, if you could just lower the volume on the device that you're listening to, because we're getting a little bit of feedback. Mike, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, could you just lower the volume on your device this way? Way we're not getting any echoes or anything. So he had sent me some information.
Yeah,
okay. He had sent me some information. His daddy,
well-known in the community where you are from, Pappy Spooner. He was the New Brighton president, right, of the Joint Session Motorcycle yep. Club at the time. And he did a lot of fundraising, raised a lot of money, did a lot of good deeds through the years, always did the right thing. And what does it say here on here? You were bringing toys and food for kids around the Beaver Valley area. That's what your dad did. Yep. And he was doing that for years. He also was he a member also of the Abate organization in that town?
Yeah, he was a member of Abate.
Of Abate, that's right. And
yes, they put a brick in the wall for him.
Excellent. That's really sweet. That is really sweet.
Yeah, excellent.
That is really sweet. And
yeah, he raised a lot of money for the kids at the McGuire home in the Beaver County area.
Right.
For a handicapped school.
Okay. And then, hold on. Johnny has to get his house phone before we hear who's going to be leaving a message. It's probably a collection agency or something like that. But just take the phone off the hook. Thank you. But anyway, so now, Michael, you still do events in honor of your dad, correct?
Yes, I do. I'm an impersonator of Bret Michaels, which
wow.
Bret Michael knows about my father. He's came to Melbourne, Florida, and I've given him a plaque of honor of my dad, and met Bret. He's a very nice gentleman.
Right.
And he respects what I do because I do this mostly for charity.
Yeah.
So.
And you're damn good at it, too. I've seen your stuff.
Thank you. Not bad singer.
No.
Anyways, when I meet people, celebrities, rock stars, I met Paul Tuttle. I try to go live on a video on that. Never do that again.
Right.
You record things when you're interviewing somebody. Anyways, then I met Mary Ann from Gilligan Island, Don Wells.
Oh, wow.
She loved my dad's story.
Wow.
Yeah. I meet a lot of rock stars and country singers. Matter of fact, Charlie Daniels has a patch in honor of my dad that right after his funeral I got that they wrote in the funeral. I gave it to Charlie Daniels, and I gave him a nice letter. And matter of fact, I just met him again this year, and he was a very nice gentleman.
Yeah. Your dad was a great man, and because of you, his memory and all his good deeds will live on. And we shared a little kindred thing because when you messaged me, your father passed away on the same date that my dad passed away. So I want to thank you. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do it. I was like, oh, you know what? This is a message from my dad just to say, hey, you know, there are people out there that do things that maybe don't get a lot of accolades for, but the biker community, again, and this is one of the reasons why we have all of you call in.
Yep.
You go out of your way to help those less fortunate, to those in need, to veterans organizations, everybody. You know, somebody's there. And
that's what my father did.
And that's what your dad did. Yep.
Everybody else.
Yep. And I just want to thank you.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
My father told me, he goes, Mikey, and that's what he called me. He says, boy, if you do this for money, you're doing it for yourself. But if you do it for love and you get love back, it's the most payment in the world you can receive. Now, like I said, that I gave Brett a plaque. Well, I give these kids and people my own personal stuff, my cowboy hats and stuff that I did for autism and that. But anyways, people asked me, why do you give this stuff away? You know what my father said? Never worship material things. It can be replacing. If you worship the living, because when it's gone, it's gone.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's very profound. Words. Thank you so much.
Thank you so absolutely. Much. And I appreciate you guys doing this. And his lovely wife, Susan Spooner. I don't know if she got the call in or not, but if she does, please let her do.
Sure. Oh, no yes, problem. We'll have absolutely. Susan call in.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope she calls in.
Okay.
All right. And anybody
thank
else
you.
My family. Thank you so much. And God bless y'all. And thank
same
you for
you.
Sharing us. It means the world to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. What a great story.
Yeah,
this is what I mean. Yeah. You know, there's great stories that are out there for people, you know, you may not have known this man, but this man did so much for his town, his community. You know, there's a lot of people out there that do things just for the sake of doing them and helping the less fortunate. And
exactly.
That's what
this is all
this
about,
is what our riding family is all about. We do it to help each other out, a fallen brother, a fallen sister, somebody. We'll just raise, you know, even if it's a GoFundMe page, even if you can't donate anything and you share the information to other people just to get the word out.
Just pass it on.
Just pass it on. That's what's so great about the internet, other than the other sucky part of people stalking your shit.
Exactly.
But the good thing about the internet is getting information out there quickly and just share it. Just keep sharing it.
Exactly.
That's it. Share the love, baby. Share the love.
Somebody tried to call us before, but we were on the phone, so.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we don't interrupt when we're in the middle of something.
Yeah, please
no. Just call us back.
Do you want to, give John Furrow a call back? Can you give us a call?
Tell John to call. I think somebody called in for the sticker, but if you are, if you were that person that called, just private message me. We can match your phone number to the call log, so don't try and get a free sticker for nothing.
That's right.
We have your phone number. It came in.
We got you.
But we're calling someone.
We got you covered.
Oh, yeah.
We're giving a call.
Hello.
Hi, John.
What's up, John? I'm texting him.
I called for a sticker.
Oh, I already gave you a sticker person, man.
Yeah, we'll give you a sticker.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a sticker, honey.
No, I have some here. I needed one for my racing carts because you guys just sponsored my race motor for my race cart.
Oh, we did. Okay. No problem. I'll give
whether
you one
you
for
know
the
or not, I mean,
I'll
you
be,
know.
We can do that.
Yeah.
I can send you helmet stickers, too, if you want.
That would be great.
I could do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic, right?
All right. So I understand you wanted to say something about the thing that I didn't want to say anything about, but is there any information or is it just the crap that he's pulling?
Oh, he's just pulling all kinds of crap.
So,
I mean,
I don't want to get into it, but all those racist posts and everything. Everybody, just go to the unofficial Nashville Bike Week page for any information that you need to know about that. And that's it.
Yeah.
So, because we're not talking about it anymore.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's over.
Yeah.
No, we just got to let it take its course and
it'll work out,
you know?
Yeah, it'd be great. So tell us about your karting thing,
your
race car thing. I want to hear some good stuff. Did you win any races yet with the Lucky Motorcycle Mayhem sticker on it?
No, I didn't put no Lucky stickers. I don't have any stickers on it right now.
Yay!
I got
Baldy up what happened to the
well,
stickers?
Well, I got Baldy up at... Still City Choppers right now, Steve's. He's doing a Cycle Source 20th anniversary body for me for my one cart. My other cart is sitting here. It's ready to go. So I'll be racing Saturday night and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just see how I do.
Where are you racing?
Give us the info.
I'll be racing Saturday over in Ohio at Good Hope and Sunday in Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. So, depending on the weather,
PA.
They have a barbecue there too, Johnny. So you know, if you come to the track, you can eat barbecue.
So how many?
Johnny's googling Slippery Rock right now.
Yeah, how many hours is that Pennsylvania one on Sunday away from New York? Approximate. It's not
how many hours.
Yeah, is it
Slippery Rock?
Yeah,
the one. It's right above Pittsburgh.
That's a haul.
I can do that in 3 hours.
Like, 3 hours,
All right.
I would say 7 hours.
7 hours,
you know, from New York.
Yeah, that's a schlep for me for a day trip.
That wouldn't be bad.
That means it's a long trip for me.
We don't
want the schlep means.
Well, we go Saturday, and then you spend the night. I get drunk with John. Then we have a nice barbecue. No. We go to Pramanti Brothers or whatever it's called.
Pramanti.
We'll be going to Pramanti Brothers, and then we're going to go to the barbecue places, and you know,
we got to
go get some butter, garlic, Parmesan chicken wings.
Oh my God!
Hey, you know what I once had? I once had peanut butter jelly wings. It was amazing.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Okay.
But we're gonna have to cut this call short because we're gonna have
It's a riding season. Finally, the weather finally broke for everybody. Where's everybody going this year?
Crazy. Want to come?
we're going to Tennessee. I know that.
No, but actually, we were going to go to that big.
That's not till September.
I know, but in June we're going to be June 4th. We're going to be in Brooklyn at Indy Larry's for Aiden Has a Posse ride, the Brooklyn ride. Okay, and then I think June 10th or June. What is it, June? Wherever Cycle Source is going that weekend? Isn't that the big mountain run or something you said?
Oh, the big mountain run,
in West Virginia. Yeah, we were going to try and do that. I got something I got to do on June 11th. That's the Long Island Abate run for the veterans.
Oh.
That's on June 11th also. That's a really, really big ride. And they've raised thousands and thousands of dollars for local veterans organizations.
Yes. Excellent.
So the June thing, though, we want to go to that, too.
Yes.
We're doing that.
We're doing a lot. We're doing a lot of one-day trips.
And
we're in the process of scheduling a lot.
And next Wednesday, for all you people in the Long Island area, we're going to be at the Shamrock in Halesite, New York, for their bike night, car cruising night.
Yes, come
6
down.
To 8 p.m. All-you-can-eat barbecue for $10. And, yeah, we just got a little glitch here, so hopefully everybody can do whatever, what's happened with the internets, but... You know, of course, it happens everywhere. PSE&G is putting up big poles everywhere. So we'll just keep talking,
just
John.
Disaster.
John, just so we can, whatchamacallit. Yeah, we totally lost our signal. Totally.
So we can whatchamacallit?
Yeah, totally lost our signal. Yeah, hold on. Well, you're on May. It should come back, but I got nothing here.
Yeah, we're all done.
All right. So, but, John, we're going to.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah,
I know.
You know. Yeah, that's the most important thing.
We're going to keep the show on. It says trying to reconnect.
And we will, eventually.
And we will.
But, hey John, man.
Your router's working.
You're doing this cart thing. I got a buddy of mine here on Long Island who wants to slap the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio emblem on the side of his demo bus to race over here
on
Long Island.
Yeah.
I won the school bus demolition derby at the Butler Fair years ago.
Dude, you do that again? We want that logo on the side of your bus.
Oh, no, on his cart.
Well, that's already going. What
no, you, on my go-kart. I did do a school bus demolition derby years ago.
Oh, you did?
Chris from Cycle Source. Oh, yeah, I won that one. And Chris from the Cycle Source, we painted a big chopper on the side and all kinds of crazy shit. We just used spray cans, you know, and it looked pretty cool. I ended up winning that, and then, but the go-kart stuff, I'm going out and ride around, and I get a little serious with it, because it's actually,
John,
everybody looks at you like, go-karts, well, it's serious racing, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Look,
some of the best races in NASCAR came from karts.
And they go pretty quick, too, those go-karts. My son had one, my mother bought him one for when he was like 8 or 9 years old, and we had to actually put what do they call that, a governor on it or something, a restrictor plate. Yeah, because you don't want a kid doing 75 miles an hour. No, they knocked it down so he would do no more than 50, but that thing could go up between 70 to 90 miles an hour.
Wow.
It was a professional cart for an 8-year-old kid, but he did do the Long Island karting thing for a little while as a youngster. So yeah, I was a part of that briefly. So it's a lot of fun.
No, I bet it is. It looks like a freaking blast.
And you know, it's a good thing for kids to get involved into. It keeps them out of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and it teaches them, you know, mechanics, and it teaches them respect for other people. Also, when you're on the track,
and driving,
you know, it's just a good hobby. It's a good family hobby also, you know.
Right.
Now, everybody can be involved in it somehow or another.
And it's affordable to, you know, to an extent, you know, on the local level. And I know there's a couple of famous race car drivers like Bobby Parks. His son, Stevie Parks, started in karting, and then he went on the NASCAR circuit, and then he did the trucks.
Gorgeous one.
And I'm not talking about her. Oh, Danica Patrick?
Yeah, she started in college.
Okay, whatever. I'm talking about the local guys here that are listening so they know. So, you know, and I think Tommy Baldwin Jr. did it too. And look at what he's now. He owns a freaking, you know, race car team, for crying out loud.
Well,
so they all start in the karting aspect.
We're going to have to let you go because we're having another phone call come in any minute now.
Okay.
We love you, John.
Love you, man. Thanks for calling, brother, and we being part of the show, man.
There you go, John.
All right, always a pleasure. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And Daryl Kilmer, cousin of Val Kilmer, the number's at the top of the post.
Yep.
All the way at the top, but I'll tell
it
to you.
Yeah, but nobody's calling right now.
Don't put anybody calling because Johnny's having a conniption because the other Johnny's supposed to be calling in like 30 seconds. Is he calling or are you calling him?
I'm calling him.
Keep Johnny needs a secretary. But yeah, so all you young ladies that are out there, he's not single, but yeah, Val Kilmer's cousin is on our feed, like third removed or whatever it was. But I was only joking on last Monday's show because I noticed the last
surprised.
Name. Yeah, and he was pleasantly surprised. But if if Mr. Lang's not calling in, maybe we could just do a quick, you know, show off that thing that we did.
We can do that.
Could we do that?
We could do that.
All right.
Well, so, we have to make a special announcement first, right? I mean,
Yeah, it's somebody's third anniversary.
Somebody's third Uh-oh. Month anniversary out there.
Third month?
Third month.
Third month.
What? She knows who she is. Is she on? I hope she is.
I don't know.
Well, before we do anything, are you there? Let's make sure she's here.
Michelle Hollywood, are you out there?
Give us a sign.
I don't know. Okay. No. Well, I know Angie Bean's on there, but that's the...
But she can't see us.
Rebecca Dawn? No. Is she on?
Anybody from the Hollywood...
There we go.
Here comes Johnny Lang.
Well, then I have to hold up.
Johnny.
All right.
Let's go.
Hang on, Johnny.
And now it's time for Johnny.
What are you doing?
He screwed it up already. Totally.
Disaster.
I fucked that up. I'm
no kidding. Johnny, what's going on, brother?
I totally messed that up.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Mr. Johnny Lang? How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm going to have to totally honest with you. I've been running around like a crazy man up here, down here in Myrtle Beach. I totally forgot about calling in.
That's okay. That's why you monitor yourself.
So how's it going down there in good old Myrtle Beach at Myrtle Beach Bike Week?
It's awesome. Beautiful weather. It's like 85 degrees. And we were just literally pulling into the freaking condo right now when the phone started ringing or dinging. And I'm like, is that your phone or mine? And I looked and it's 8:46. I go, hey, weren't you supposed to remind me to call in at 8:45? Oh, yeah, I think I was.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, call in.
Call in, mama.
Call in.
So where are you now? You're in Myrtle Beach, right?
Yeah, we're in Myrtle Beach. We're up at the Barefoot Landings, nice. Which is awesome up in North Myrtle. It's like not far from North Carolina, actually. It's real close, and it's a great vending area, and a lot of national vendors up there. I mean, all kinds of them. So if you're in Myrtle Beach, definitely stop up there. It's daytime primarily. Right. And it starts at like 9 in the morning, goes till 6-7 at night, and it's a place to be for the daytime shoppers. And of course, there's a lot of great places to go at night down at the south end of town, Merle's Inlet there with the Beaver Bar and Suck Bang Blow, Spokes and Bones.
Oh yeah,
those are all great places to go. A lot of national entertainment here this year. So we got our big bike show coming up on Wednesday at Dick's Last Resort with. $500 cash first prize for best of show. Then we've got a photo shoot with American Bagger magazine, a full feature for one winner, and then also a full feature for Urban Bagger. So three great prizes, and we've got prizes from American Suspension, FKM. We've got a lot of great sponsors. Twisted Tea kicks in some of the money for first prize, and so it's a great show. So
excellent.
What's the weather like down in Myrtle right now?
Be honest with you, it's like Florida. It's 90 and sunny.
Wow. God damn.
We're sitting here suffering.
We'll get off soon. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, I know. In a couple of days, actually. We're going to hit 90 on Thursday. That's what they
and
said.
And we'll be bitching for the cold.
Anybody out there that wants to say hi to Johnny Lang, give us a call. 877-197-5263. You got any questions? He's doing all the big motorcycle events. He asked me about his strip pole motorcycles. And you know what? If you're going to use his motorcycle, all right, in your ad, at least give the man credit because he did a lot of work for this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen my bikes have been used on some different, you know, Facebook pages that are, you know, motorcycle related, which is okay. I don't mind. I really don't. Right. It's great. But just say Strip Club Chopper's bike or, you know.
Exactly.
Because people alert to it, you know. I don't get mad or anything. I don't say anything, but it'd just be great if you would just give me some, you know, credit for building those bikes and designing them. And you want to use them to promote your pages or any of our girls, have at it. I got no issue with it, you know. But just give me some give me some link to our page or Strip Club Choppers, mention the name. Well, either way, it's going to be great. I'd really appreciate it.
It's credit. You know? Credit where credit is due.
The
otherwise,
right way
it's
the wrong way.
Otherwise,
the
it's copyright infringement, and
absolutely.
You actually have every single right to sue these, you know what, because
right.
I'm a photographer. And
yeah, I'm kind of a busy guy.
I know.
I don't really have time to go chasing after people, you know.
That's okay.
So,
no, you got your word
you
out.
Know.
Yeah, well, you
it's,
know.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. But you having a good time or what?
Oh, we're having a fantastic time up here. You know,
I love the bike cover. The Jeep cover. I love the Jeep cover.
Yeah, oh yeah. That was my new promotional model, Elle Marie, there drove up from Daytona.
Nice.
With her new Jeep with no top on it.
Okay.
So I'm like, where's your top? Oh, I left it in Daytona. I'm like, well, you didn't think it was going to rain for 10 days? and she's like, I didn't really think about it. I go, obviously not. of course, it started raining on the way up here. And then I had an old tent cover from one of my tents because I just got a brand new one.
Right.
So, and I said, well, you're lucky I got this tent cover here. So we put it over the top of the Jeep and, it looked like a car cover. So
now you got another one, another product to go for.
Exactly right. You know, hey, people are like, you sell bike covers? I'm like, no, not yet.
You do now.
You do now.
Hey, I got a pickup truck and I have a Jeep. Hint, hint. And a Harley.
There you go. Necessity's the mother of invention, as they say.
That's
you
it.
Know? So,
that's right.
And it landed right in your lap.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly
any,
right.
Any,
so,
any questions for John on there?
I'm looking. I don't see. Would you like to see more bikers? Oh,
so
somebody else.
Quick update on her, on Elle Marie. She's doing a photo shoot tomorrow.
Okay.
With the chopper and the bagger, both of them. And we're going to be doing a poster that will be debuted in Sturgis. It'll be the Strip Club Choppers and Strip Club Bagger poster. It'll be
nice.
Two sides.
Excellent.
And we're going to shoot that tomorrow. And she's also shooting a video on Wednesday during the bike show. There'll be a video crew there filming her. And so we're going to give her a little props while she's here. So.
Oh, excellent.
Cool. So everybody who's in Myrtle Beach, go down and say hello.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am wearing my Strip Club Bagger shirt right now. Thank
awesome.
You very much. Yes.
I don't know which one
awesome.
I got on. I have just the regular Strip
chopper
Club
one.
Chopper. One for the ladies tank.
And I don't know if you've watched the show, John. John, we have the big sign behind us.
Woo-hoo.
I did see that, the big white one. Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that.
Yes,
we have
it. You know, we're behind you all the way. And you know.
Yeah, we got a lot of signs up here. I'm like digging this. This is really cool.
Like I was saying, I'm going to be at Brian's Backyard Barbecue, I think, in June. And Strip Club Choppers will be there as well. Not Johnny Lang. I'm upset about that because I'm looking forward to having a beer with you.
Is it in New York?
Yes.
Where is it?
New York.
Okay.
Upstate New York.
It must be the New York franchise then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are actually, that's Ed. And Ed is actually, Ed and Nicole, that's the New York franchise. They're coming down here Wednesday.
Oh, really?
To hang out. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
They're coming down to see me, pick up some merch, and hang out. And so that I'll ask them about it.
Yeah.
And we'll hook them up with you guys and get you guys together.
That'd be great.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Man. That's definitely awesome.
Yeah, they're good people.
I don't know. Everyone gets shy when John calls. Nobody wants to call when John calls.
I know, they're all afraid. Do you have a past we need to know about or something?
I don't care about his past. I like him today. He's cool.
I got a lot of baggage. I got a lot of destruction in my past.
Well,
no,
so
we love you.
We love talking to you. I mean, this is awesome. You know?
It's all good. And we can talk about what else we got going on. We got next after we leave here, we're going to go home for a couple of days. Then we're off to Ohio Bike Week.
Nice.
And we'll be there for 10 days.
Wow.
We are going to be at the Broken Spoke Campground for all 10 days with the big setup. And then we'll also be for 4 days in downtown Sandusky, which is, I believe, near Cleveland.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing the bike show at the Broken Spoke Campground on Friday. I believe it's June 2nd, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, you're getting around, man. Wow.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. We're excited about that.
And
so,
you got to drive everywhere, right? You got to pull that big-ass trailer.
Yeah, I got a big dually, so it hauls pretty good.
Yeah, that must look so awesome on the highway, though, man. I see you always making comments about people staring at it.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that are fascinated by that thing going down the road, and then other people that don't want to look at it. They think they're going to turn to stone if they fucking look at it.
Oh my god! Look at that!
I would love that.
There's images of naked women on there.
No, it's implied nakedness. It's I'd not real nakedness. God,
exactly.
Get a life, man. Holy crud.
Dude, if I was that little kid, I'd be like, pull over. I want a picture.
Exactly.
I took my nephew I got him in a lot of trouble by his mother, but yeah. So when my nephew was turned 13 or 14, no, 14. I took him for a little trip to the Carousel, which is a strip club over here on Long Island.
Nice.
And I just strategically posed him in all these different areas where I should not have been because my sister thought it was a good idea to leave both my nephews in my charge for the weekend. So then I took him to my tattoo joint and made it look like he got a piercing and the other one got a tattoo. Man, was my sister mad. But guess what? My nephew is of legal age now and I really am taking him to the strip club.
Hey, I'm gonna throw something out here.
Go ahead.
To all the Motorcycle Mayhem listeners, this is for them only. Okay? So listen up, people.
There you go.
Anybody who comes to the booth and mentions Motorcycle Mayhem gets a free decal. Okay?
Wow.
And anybody who buys something, anything at all, Motorcycle Mayhem, and mentions Motorcycle Mayhem, they're gonna get a free T-shirt.
Wow.
So if they buy a T-shirt, they're going to get a free T-shirt.
Oh. Nice.
Is that in all the bike events?
No, it's this bike event right here, right now.
Okay, Myrtle Beach.
Who's coming to Myrtle Beach
right.
And listening right now, and they come up and say, hey, I heard you on Motorcycle Mayhem. Here's a decal for you. And if you buy something, if you buy a T-shirt or you buy whatever you buy, a bandana, whatever, I've got some giveaway T-shirts, but only for our listeners.
Wow. I'm only. You hear that, Carolina Bikers? Because you know you're down there, Carolina Bikers. So get down to Myrtle Beach and go see Johnny Lang.
You guys. Wild hogs, everybody.
Wild hogs down there, everybody.
Yep. Stop on by at the Barefoot Landings. Like I said, 9 o'clock till about 6, 7, we're there.
Excellent.
And mention you guys and you know, a little extra special gift.
Well, what happens if you're actually with Motorcycle Mayhem and you go down there and say, hey, I'm with Motorcycle Mayhem?
Nobody is. They're going to lie. It's the three of us. He knows what we look like.
Well, I was thinking of flying there to get a T-shirt.
You're
going to fly. He's Johnny Lang. He's going to fly there just to get a free T-shirt that he's wearing right now. Okay? Who's the blonde one in the room?
Can you imagine drinking with me, Johnny?
Oh, my God. He's sober right now, and he's thinking like this. Wow. Oh, let me just fly to Myrtle Beach so I could go to the strip club Choppers and buy a shirt and get one free.
Right.
And you're wearing one.
Right, exactly.
And I'm wearing one.
I got two, actually.
And on top of it, you're taking the shirts away from our fans who really want the shirts.
Right, exactly. So
you hear what Johnny Lang says. If you go to Myrtle Beach Bike Week, go to strip club Choppers, mention our name, and Johnny will give you something, okay?
If you buy, buy a shirt, you get a shirt, and then he'll give you a free decal.
Right.
And if you
he's got to mention the name, free decal, that's it.
Right.
And if you buy something, I'll throw in a free T-shirt.
You can't get better than that. No. Go to strip club Choppers.
Everybody knows when you go to bike events, ain't much free at bike events.
No.
There is not.
Except those little cozies you get for your beer. That's
all right.
Those aren't free.
And they usually have a lawyer's name on them. Which you might need anyway, that's another story.
Hey, I got my Twisted Tea cozy from Dave Perowitz. That was my freebie when I was down in Daytona. That
Twisted
was the best
tea, they're one of our... Twisted Tea is one of our show sponsors, Billy Grotto. He's the national marketing director for that.
That's nice.
And he is a great friend of mine, and he hooks us up. We have Twisted Tea bar stools in the tent and at the booth. We have a Twisted Tea tent we use for the bike show registration.
Right.
He's actually bringing the Twisted Tea bike and girls to the show.
Is he bringing the
We got somebody calling in for you. Hold on one second.
Hold on. It's probably Matt again.
You're on the air with Johnny Lang.
Hey guys, it's Daryl. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I can barely hear you guys on the phone.
Oh, sorry. Well, lower your volume. Maybe you can hear us.
Val's cousin.
Yeah, we know. It's Val Kilmer's cousin, twice removed on the phone. Did you have a question for Johnny Lang? Because he's on the other line.
Oh, I didn't know I was interrupting.
No, you're not. You're calling in, but if you wanted to ask Johnny Lang a question from Strip Club Choppers, he's down in Myrtle Beach Bike Week right now.
I would love to be there.
Okay.
I didn't have a question there. I had a comment.
Okay, you can make a comment. It's fine.
I didn't want to interrupt him. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
It's all right.
You can interrupt.
You got something you want to ask him while you're here? You got Johnny Lang from Strip Club Choppers, man.
I don't know if you know him or not.
Well, what are the dates?
What? For Myrtle Beach Bike Week? Starting now to the 21st, I believe. Right, Johnny?
Yeah, it's next Sunday. So you got all week. You got plenty of time to get down here.
You got plenty of time.
Get down there.
Get going.
You should go down there for Myrtle Beach Bike Week. It's a lot of fun, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, Wednesday is when all the national bands kick off, so it's, got plenty of time.
Anybody big play there this year?
We got Moonshine Bandits. I know is playing. I think who else? Molly Hatchet, I believe, is playing. Driving and Crying is playing.
Wow! Wow! There you go, Daryl. You can go down there.
Georgia
and
Satellites
Molly Hatchet
are playing. Wow. So you got some pretty decent bands, you know?
Yeah. No, we got some good stuff.
That's a great lineup.
Maybe I can get Hollywood to go on down there.
Yeah, get Hollywood and get going. Yeah,
there
you guys should do that. That would be a great thing.
Pick up the 3,500 people you got in that group and get on down to Myrtle Beach.
Did you want to make a quick statement, Daryl, before we interrupt you and hang up on you? No, I'm joking. I would never do that.
I'm just calling in, man. We're celebrating our 3-month anniversary.
Yes, I know, and we're waiting for Michelle to call us. Let her know to call in when we're done with Mr. Lang and his road report.
I've got her on the...
Okay.
I've got her on the phone. So
all right, tell her to hang on.
I'll call her in just a second.
We've got a nice surprise for us, so tell her to hang on.
Give us a few minutes.
All righty.
Thanks for calling in,
brother. We'll talk to you back.
Yeah, we just had 3,800 members, so we're growing
excellent.
Like crazy.
Excellent. Cool. That's
all great. Righty.
Give us a couple minutes, and we'll be talking about
all right.
that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your support. It's really appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got it. Thank you for yours.
Bye-bye now.
All right, Johnny.
All right, guys. Everybody's scared to give. I guess everyone's scared to call and ask questions.
Yeah,
but actually, there was one guy here. He wants you to join. I tried tagging you, but I couldn't. He wanted you to join the group Kickstands Up.
Yes. Is it Norman?
Yeah, it was Norman.
We're going to talk to Norman.
Norman's going to be calling in. But you can post all your information about your bikes and everything on Kickstands Up. If you join that group, there are a lot of groups that are out there in Facebook land.
I'll make sure I do that. I tell them we certainly appreciate that.
Okay,
right,
you got it,
John.
All right,
thank you.
I'm gonna let you guys go, and you guys have a great night, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Okay,
you got it.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
All right, guys. Bye bye.
I love him.
I love Johnny.
He's always like
he's great.
Good mood, you know?
Yeah, he's up
in
there.
A great mood. I really wish we were down in Myrtle Beach. Who wants to pay for a free trip
for us?
Who wants to pay? That's a great deal. You mentioned our name down there.
I know. All our Mayhem fans that are going down to Myrtle Beach or down to Myrtle Beach, go to Barefoot Landing where Strip Club Choppers tent setup is, the booth setup. They're next to Twisted Tees. Oh, God.
And anybody who's got a sticker.
It looks like that. See, look for that banner back there.
That's right.
That one.
Yeah.
And if you got a sticker that looks like this one right here, take pictures. Send them to us.
We're going to go to commercial real quick, and we'll be right back.
Yes.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. But do you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Open at 9 a.m. every day for that early start to a great day. Goodfellas Cigars has everything a brother or sister of the leaf and road needs. With a vast selection of domestic and imported cigars to choose from. Travel humidors, foam humidors, lighters, cutters, everything you need. With a strong selection of Esteban Cadena, La Flor Dominicana, Perdomo, Oliva, and many, many more inside their 10-by-16-foot walk-in humidor. Goodfellas Cigars has everything for your cigar pleasure. Gift certificates are also available. Cruise on over and Goodfellas cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Hosts are here all day, and the coffee is on. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day, 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine, Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
And we are back.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Before you make your call, JR, darling, nice to see you on my radio show. Our radio show.
Uh-huh.
This radio show.
Who are we calling?
I don't know.
Michelle, call us now. Give us a call.
Come on, Michelle.
Happy anniversary to you.
I
can't sing. But okay, Daryl, you can call back now. Yeah. We
want
to.
We want Michelle.
Any one of them. Anybody from.
It's for Michelle. It's only Michelle. Daryl, Mr. Kilmer.
Daryl, Rebecca, pay attention. Everybody else, pay attention.
The cousin of Val Kilmer, okay. 3 times removed.
I thought it was his best friend's next door neighbor's landscaper.
No, it's his cousin. They are related. Oh my God. I'm really going to kill people today.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I had a crap. No, I didn't have. I had a really good Mother's Day.
Cool. I'm glad you did.
Mm-hmm. I want to know all the mothers.
We got a phone call coming in.
Uh-oh. Is that the number?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Who is this?
It's Hollywood.
I know who it is.
We know it's you. How are you doing, darling?
Hold on. I have to turn this down so I can hear you because I'm watching you guys.
Thank you.
Are you watching?
Yeah. We're going to be out of sync, though.
I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Okay, well, we'd like to congratulate you in 3 months of your group. And anybody out there, it's called... Hollywood's Singles to Mingle. Wait, Holiday.
Wait, I said a minute.
No, you're wrong. It's Hollywood's Harley Davidson Singles to Mingle. Uncensored.
Right.
Excellent.
All right. Well, you want to do this?
Well,
let's do this.
We did this for you.
This
is your little banner.
Check it out.
I don't know if you can see it. Can you see it?
Do you see that?
I had a.
No?
You're from Canada now. You'll see it in a minute.
You guys are like 20 seconds behind. Oh my God, I love it.
That's yours.
See, that's for you, sweetheart. I had to abbreviate the Harley Davidson. We know why. So, but this was you. Yeah,
for you.
For you.
We're gonna send this to you.
Oh my God, you guys made me cry.
See. So we're gonna roll it up and we're gonna send it to you. You just got to email us or private message us your mailing address, and we'll get it to you. Okay.
I don't even know what to say. I mean that's probably oh my God, I don't even know what to say. I was completely taken back.
See,
wow,
we love you, and
you guys are awesome.
Thank you. You are too. And so are all your fans and your group. And for all of you out there who ride, and you don't have to be single, but you can go on it.
And mingle.
Hollywood's mingle. Harley Davidson, Single to Mingle, Uncensored. It's a group page on Facebook.
A lot of great people on there.
I think this is the first time ever in my life that I have nothing to say.
Get out.
Like,
really?
I'm completely speechless. You know, okay, I'll try and compose myself. This is, again, the reason why I tell all of my members to listen to you guys and you guys that I want you involved with the group. I can't stress enough the biker community.
Yes.
There's no judging. Everyone is there for everyone, and it's right. Just little things that people can do to put smiles on other people's face and make them feel like they're worth $1 million, and that was my whole goal behind creating this group. And like I said, today's our 3-month anniversary, and we'll hit 4,000 members by midnight tonight, so that's 1,250 members every month in the last 3 months.
That's crazy. But you deserve the craziness, and it's a great thing that you're doing. You're putting together people that are part of a community.
That's right.
And you, like Johnny had said, you care about every single member, and you communicate with them. That's why we love your group so much.
That's right. Yeah.
Because it's not one-sided.
I do. Even Rod, our great Rod, who likes to, like, you know, text me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, really now? Oh, really
Rod,
now?
Such a bad boy.
Oh, that must be the other Rod. Thank you for listening, though.
You know what? What you guys are doing, and I spoke to Rod about, I'm going to talk to Johnny, and Mom, I could never get you free. However, if I got you free, it wouldn't be talking. It would be something else I'd be doing with Mama.
Oh, boy.
But you guys are doing awesome. No idea how great your show is.
Thank you.
Like, you guys, what you do, just making us smile, we appreciate you. Probably don't hear it enough. And it's one of the things I stress to everybody, to always make sure you tell everybody how much you appreciate them.
Excellent.
And you guys rock.
Thank you, too.
Well, we appreciate
you. You guys rock.
You rock, too.
Absolutely.
I hope you like
this. I do, and I've got great boobs.
Wow. I like that. No, I like that. Thank you. I like great boobs.
You guys have a great show. I'm going to push everyone to call into you tonight. I love the three of you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're going to get your address, and we're going to send you that poster. What is it?
It's a banner.
A banner.
We're going to sign it, send you.
We'll sign it and send it to you. Okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much. Be safe tonight, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
You got it. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, honey. Bye.
Bye.
You're so cute. You blew her a kiss. You're such a cutie.
I think Kim was trying to call us, so let's call him. Let's take a look.
Oh, Kim from Kickstands Up?
Yes.
Cool.
Nice. I'll give him a call. Back.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Kim.
Hey, Kim, how are you? This is Johnny from Motorcycle Mayhem. You got Margaret and you got Rod. Kim,
what's
how are you?
On?
I'm
Hello?
Sorry. We were on the other line. We were trying to get everything in at the same time.
I'm doing fine.
You got to turn your radio down.
Yeah, can you turn your radio down a little bit, Kim?
Can you guys hear me from the Great White North?
If you could just lower your radio in the background a little bit, that would be great.
Just hold on. I don't think I have a radio on.
Whatever
you're listening to us on.
There we go.
That's good now. So, Kim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a retired therapist.
Okay.
I've worked with kids for 30 years and grew up on the mean streets of Surrey, British Columbia, Canada.
Wow. Awesome. And
go ahead.
What made you start Kickstands Up? Where'd that come from?
I used to manage a couple biker bars in the day, and I saw a lot of the good old class camaraderie around bikers and brotherhood and stuff. And
yep.
I said, when I can, I want that.
Right.
And so that's why Kickstands was born.
Okay. Cool. And Kickstands is a really awesome group.
Yeah, I was checking them out the other day. It's really cool stuff,
a lot of members
man.
In there, a lot of good stuff
good,
going
good
on
work.
There. A lot of good work. And you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What we're trying to do is bring back old school brotherhood.
Yep.
It's I've had a couple groups myself. I've belonged to quite a few different MCs and RCs and groups, and we're just trying to get back to the point where it's all about brotherhood, riding, and having a few beer and having some fun.
That's right, exactly.
Having some fun is the key word right there.
It is the brotherhood, because you know what?
For sure.
No matter where you are and you break down on the motorcycle, another motorcycle will stop and help you and or ask you if you're okay. You know how many times I pulled over to make a phone call and I got bikers coming by? You okay? Exactly where he's coming from. It's the brotherhood of motorcycles.
That's the way it should be.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah, it's we've got a great bunch of admins on the page. These are people that I've never even met, but they have become family. We've had a couple that have had some health issues, and we're always supporting each other. And, you know, as I remember back when I was younger, it was all about that, supporting your friends, supporting a brotherhood.
Right.
And a sisterhood. I can't forget the ladies either.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hello. We're not just bitches on the back. Some of us do ride.
Some of them don't fall off.
Well,
yeah. she did fall.
I got pushed off.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and we've got a membership of, I think we're getting close to 12,000 people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of supporting of our vets and
right.
supporting or fighting violence against women and children.
Okay.
And we're just a bunch of guys that ride and ladies, sorry.
Thank
you. that we're just we're just trying to have some fun and try to bring back brotherhood and friendship. And you know, right now with the kickstands, we've got people from all over the world, and what our goal down the road is, we're looking at an actual real-life TV series, too.
Wow.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, excellent. So what we want to do is be able to meet all these people that we've been talking to for years. Kickstands is probably about 3 years old now.
Okay.
So. And already, like I said, we're close to 12,000 people.
That's fabulous.
That is fabulous.
All three of us would like to meet you.
Yes, we'd like to meet you and like to meet everybody.
Yeah. I've never been to Canada.
And Norman Becca. Sterling. I talked to Norman Sterling a lot. What's up, Norman? Right?
Norm is our resident mechanic. If Norm can't fix it, then it can't be fixed.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, he's an awesome mechanic.
Cool. Excellent. So.
Yeah, and... It's a good group.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. We're going to have to take a ride
Well,
up
Kim,
there.
Thank you so much for calling the show and talking about your group.
Anytime and anything you guys need, we're here.
And you, yeah, us too. You want to call, promote something, give us a call.
Yeah.
Anytime you want.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah. Much okay.
You betcha. Blessings from all kickstands.
You got it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So how awesome is that?
Wow.
That is awesome.
From Canada. Do we have somebody else call
Hello?
In?
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle already called in.
Yeah, but she's from Canada.
No, I didn't say that. He said
somebody was calling. Somebody was just calling. But we missed
no.
It.
Some,
I got
call
you.
Back.
You asking that, if there was any other friends?
No.
Okay.
I was,
I'm shutting up.
Stop
now.
Right now. I was saying Kim is from Canada.
Yes. Hold on.
It's another person from Canada.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Bonnie from Michelle's group.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. We're great. Thanks for calling the show. Did you see the banner?
Great. Thank you. I'm one of the admins, and I've been in the group pretty close to the beginning.
Oh,
and,
this is Bonnie Davenport.
Pretty fabulous group.
Oh, great. Yeah, it is a great group. We're behind you all the way.
Yeah, okay.
Did you see the banner?
I did. That was fabulous. I'm so glad y'all surprised her.
Yes.
It's hard to do that, you know.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she was speechless, actually. So,
yeah.
I'm very happy that she liked it. It took a couple.
I think so.
Took a few hours worth of work to put that together. I wanted it to be special for her.
Yes, yes.
And so Johnny, what did you say? We're actually gonna write on the back of it. And
yeah, we're gonna
that's
sign
our
it.
Card.
Yeah, we're gonna sign it.
Send it to her, and you know,
and we're gonna send
she
it.
She
can
put
her.
It up someplace where everybody can see it, I guess. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and
yeah.
remember what she put
that'll
together.
Be pretty cool.
Which you know, it's a very special group from what I can see, and. It's like a more of like a family over there, and we respect that. And we're behind you, and I think it's awesome. And Michelle is
awesome.
Thank
you. And we're behind you also. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you for calling in the show.
And where are you?
Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
Where are you from?
I'm actually in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh,
are you going to go to Myrtle Beach?
You need to get to Myrtle Beach.
I'm going up for a day. Yeah.
Well, you know what to do, right?
You know, did you hear what to do?
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Do you know what to do when you get to Myrtle Beach?
Don't put her on the spot like
okay.
that.
Okay, this is what we're going to do.
When you, can I say something now? Sure. Am I allowed? Thank you. When you go down to Myrtle Beach, go to Barefoot Landing and look for the Strip Club Choppers booth. And if you go down there and say you listen to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, you'll get a free decal. And if you buy a T-shirt, you will get a free T-shirt. So you buy one T-shirt, you get one free at Strip Club Choppers. Just mention the radio because it's exclusive for Motorcycle Mayhem Radio fans.
Go see our boy Johnny. Go see Johnny.
Put that on the list. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's at Barefoot Landing, and he's going to be there all week.
Yes.
Barefoot Landing week.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right.
You have fun down there. Wish we were there with you.
Yes, have Enjoy. Fun. Talk to you later.
I will. Y'all have a nice night. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. We just get phone calls from all over the place. It's fantastic. And we love every one of them. We really do.
We do.
Somebody made a great comment, and I can't find it now.
And Kendra said hello. Kendra was saying hello to Bonnie. It's nice how everybody from all the different groups is saying hello to each other on the feed while they're all on listening to us. And
we
I want to say
coming in.
Thank you and for welcoming us into your family.
Hello, you're on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem. Hello?
It could be somebody from far away. It has a 10-second or 20-second delay. No.
Hello?
Oh,
here we go.
Here we go.
This is Rebecca Dawn.
Who is this?
This is Rebecca Dawn.
Oh, it's Rebecca Dawn. Hey, how are you?
Rebecca, just hang on a second because we lost our internet connection and I don't want to not have you speak until it comes back. Apparently, they're doing work on our on our cable lines outside the home.
They are, actually.
It's ridiculous.
They're putting up new poles and trees and trucks and all of that. So. Just hang with us a second.
1 second.
Rebecca, maybe we should...
We're going to call you back.
We'll call you right back.
We're going to call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Can you play a song or something? Play commercials.
Yeah, let me do a commercial.
And do a commercial. I need a smoke break while you figure this out.
Don't do a smoke.
Okay.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Once I find a commercial to play.
You better find something.
Well,
quick.
Find the 3-minute one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be here talking to everybody that's not watching.
Please don't.
No, please don't.
Okay, so commercial. We got that one.
Well, because it means the mixer's not working either. If we're out with the internet, we can't get an internet connection to a mixer.
Hey, Chicago. Biggest rock festival is back. Chicago Open Air. Over 40 bands. Over 3 days. July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Toyota Park. Chicago Open Air. With Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Drowley.
Kiss.
And I'll get rock on the list.
Chicago Open Air Festival with Godsmack, Rob Zombie, Korn, Stone Sour, Slayer, Seether, Megadeth, Anthrax, Lamb of God, Amon Amarth, Meshuggah, Clutch, Behemoth, Body Count, and so many more. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ChicagoOpenAir.com for all your lineup, ticket, and festival information. Chicago Open Air Festival, July 14th through 16th. Chicago's biggest hard rock festival, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Are you looking for that one awesome night? Don't just party. Have One for the Road. One for the Road event services. From full tailgate setups on virtually any location. Also available, a small stage, PA system, and lighting. Football games, concerts, or a full setup right in your own backyard. Party bus events, all there. One for the Road event services. 1-631-790-1404.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
And we are back on the air.
I love that. I love that.
Is that cool? I'm going to give Rebecca Dawn a call back because we lost her before. And I'm going to find her again. Hold on. Line 2. Hold on. Actually, you know what? Her phone number didn't save in here. So
call back.
Call back, Rebecca, if you hear us.
I just want to say we're just cranking out the music right there. I picked up a CD.
Thank you.
I picked up a CD this weekend that was just, it's off the hook. I don't know if many people are fans of Tedeschi Trucks, but let me tell you something. I cranked this CD up, and man, did I wish I had a bike with a freaking heavy stereo system.
Rebecca,
that was
call us
serious
back.
Soundtrack music for a good ride.
No, it was good. And ironically, that you should mention Tedeschi Trucks, because, you know, the person that's making me not single right now is in a Tedeschi Trucks tribute band.
No.
Seriously. Wow. Anna Delaney and Bonnie. So if you guys like Delaney and Bonnie,
call me. I want to go see this.
I'll let you know when they're making an appearance.
I absolutely love Tedeschi Trucks.
I will let you know. So I might as well give a shout out too. Yeah. Any female singers from Suffolk County, they are looking for the Bonnie of the Delaney and Bonnie. Yeah, they got everything else under control, but they need somebody with a set of pipes. That might want to be interested. So private message me.
I can get in there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Right now, a cat just went flying out this room.
Yeah. Okay. You killed the cat.
I killed the cat. Sorry, cat.
Oh, my God. You totally did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we want to give a couple of shout outs.
We got a phone call.
Yep. Always, man.
We have a phone caller. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yay, it's Rebecca again.
Hello. Rebecca.
Yes. Welcome back, honey. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
What's up, kid?
Okay, boss lady has some instructions.
Boss lady has some instructions. Is that what you just said?
Okay. Yeah, she's talking. Okay, what are they?
Yep. She wants you to hold her banner up again so she can screenshot it, and she wants you to put it up for a week.
I'll email her the file. Actually, I can probably put it on here now. And she can just download it. It's on my computer since I'm the one that made it. Hold on. Let me see if, I can do that. I don't know if I can post the picture here. Tell her I'm going to message her the image and she can do that. I'm going to go on her personal page and message her right now. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to send her the file.
So what's up, Rebecca?
Thank you. Not a darn thing.
Not a darn thing?
That's not good.
Rebecca, where do you live? Ohio, I think you said?
I'm in Ohio.
Ohio. Rock on the range. Yeah. So how's the weather in Ohio?
It's actually warm today.
Oh, okay.
For a change.
So it's been raining. Did you like the banner?
I did.
Excellent.
A lot.
We're very happy about that.
So
that's great.
I am.
We
appreciate it.
Wait, hold on a second. I just got a message. Hold on. Hold on to your dreams. I can't sing for shit.
No, you can't.
No, I'm okay.
I got a message, too. What's going
on? If anybody mentions Motorcycle Mayhem Radio and her, about her poster of that banner. Wait, what is
it? Oh, okay. Go for it.
We have a booth at Sturgis, and we'll get a free signed topless poster. Ooh.
What about topless? What? Is this a private message?
I'm giving it to myself. Giving it to myself.
No, no, here's the deal, guys. This is from Michelle Hollywood. Anyone who mentions Mayhem Radio at her booth in Sturgis will get a free signed topless poster.
Wow.
Wait, boobies are involved in this?
Boobies are involved.
This is what I'm reading.
Huh? But I want to... Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm just, what about us?
Yeah, right?
Really? Motorcycle Mayhem. Do I get one?
Yeah, right. Send us one.
Why don't you just go to Sturgis and get it?
That's true, too.
I would think that would work.
That would
right?
work if I could afford to leave New York for 5 minutes.
I know you can't do that right now. Money's tight.
It's tough.
But.
Oh, we lost her.
Okay. So, Rebecca, where? She's gone?
We lost her.
Okay.
She's south of Columbus, right? That's what she said.
I thought she said she was in Charleston, South Carolina.
No, she's in Ohio.
Ohio.
Charleston, South Carolina was the one before.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm blonde now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I apologize.
It's all right. It's all good.
I totally apologize.
It's all good.
But anyway, so we want to do some shout outs to people that call in regularly to the show, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
We actually have...
Well, don't call in, but just a big part of
the
show.
Well, last week we spoke to Sherry Salas from Stripper Juice.
Yes.
World record or record breaker holder for the Salt Flats. And she has a company called Stripper Juice, and it's motorcycle detailing and cleaner all in one can. Now, she sent... Thank you, by the way, Sherry. She sent Johnny a care package with the cleaner in it and the banner that's strategically hanging behind Rod. And we're actually going to, on the sunny weekend coming up, Johnny is going to film himself cleaning his own bike that's been dirty for six years. So that's what we're going to do for Sherry because she sent us this little care package for him.
Let me tell you something. If this bike comes out super clean, this product is going to be amazing. If you've seen Johnny's bike.
Well, we're going to do it.
That bad. I mean, you know.
Well, it is bad. I won't even detail it for money. So thank you, Sherry, from Stripper Juice.
Thank you for the,
product. It is damn good from what everybody's saying. And I might steal a can from Johnny just so I can make some money off of it. If it takes me an hour instead of four. But I'm going to try. But yeah, Dawn's going to videotape Johnny over the weekend and we're going to post his review on the Stripper Juice see the before and the after with that.
I will.
It's going to be great. So thank you for that, Sherry.
I did get a package downstairs that I didn't open yet. So.
Yeah, and thank you, John Frew, for introducing her to us.
Man, that's great.
John Frew does a lot of that stuff for us.
Yeah, he does.
John Frew's awesome. Such a big part of the show, John Frew.
Well, who else is one of our huge supporters?
David Hayes.
That's right.
You got to love David Hayes.
Yeah, you got to love David.
Wild Hogs.
That's right. And Nana Dye.
That's right. And Angie Bean, of course, is on there.
Angie Bean. Yes, I spotted Angie Bean sharing our stuff. That's why
she's all over it, man.
Uh-huh. And Kip Kotler, man. Yeah. He does our little thing. Every time we mention his name, now watch. He's going to make a cute little video.
I love it. Kip,
and
you're the man.
We love Kip to death. He's fabulous. He does so much for the biker community, too. And he shares everybody's information. So
every time we mention his name, he makes a video?
Yeah, but it's not just about him.
Kip,
it's about us.
Kip. I want to see this video.
No, you said go on his site. If you go to his site, you can see it.
Kip is a good man.
And we want to give a shout out again. We haven't forgotten about you, Jesse, from Offbeat Bikers on Facebook. Go check out their page. He does reviews also at biker events and all. And we have to fill out our little sheet of questionnaire so we can get it to him.
Yes.
Because he's waiting patiently to review the show, and we got to give a huge shout out to our favorite female singer, Geneva Keen.
Geneva.
We love Geneva. She's going to be at Tennessee Bike Fest from the 20th to the 23rd. That's TN. bikefest.com. Go check it out.
That's right.
And also, too, to Mike Harrison and the Road Captain.
I can't wait to get that out.
He is down in Myrtle Beach.
Well, you better go. Go see Johnny Lang.
Go see Johnny Lang. Get your shirt. And then look for Mike Harrison,
that's
too.
Right, Mike. Yeah, go check
the Road Captain, the banner, it kind of looks like the sign over there or over there. I think it's over there.
Go
to roadcaptain.com.
Yes.
Check them out.
And check them out. And the first 40 people when that app comes out on Google Play or on the in the Apple Store,
right,
the first 40 people to download it will get it for free. And that includes the little added function, too, that he put on there for the emergency situation. It's
that
a great
right there
app.
Is a no-brainer.
I cannot wait to get mine.
I will buy it. I don't even care if I get it for free. For $2.99 plus an extra dollar for that little peace of mind. If, God forbid, something happens to you, it automatically pings to the local emergency station or police officer or wherever near where you had an incident. Kind of like OnStar, you know, we can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But for your phone. And that's just a great little thing to
amazing.
Have.
Amazing.
And
yeah.
Sadly to say, we will miss 3 on the Throttle.
We will. Jack Throttle, Lucian,
yes,
you guys.
Yeah. Man.
We loved you. We shared your stuff. We're sorry.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He's going to do bigger and better things, I think.
Yeah.
He's got the heart.
Yes.
He's got the talent.
He
and he's going to find his right path.
Yeah.
And right now, we thank him for everything that he's done so far.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We loved your videos, and we loved talking with you.
Stay with us, brother.
That's right. Now, I want to say something. Next week, we're going to have a caller come in. Call in.
Blonde again. Blonde again.
This is getting crazy.
I know.
Go ahead.
It was Bob K. Long, all right? Bob K., hope you're listening out there. He's got a group called Biker Bob's Joke of the Day, all right?
Oh, boy.
He's got thousands of members in this group.
Really?
And it's all about jokes and about bikes. So, got to check out that group. And next week, I'll definitely tune in. I talked to him today for like maybe 8 minutes, and I was like, Bob, I can't talk to you. You got to call the show because you're fucking hilarious. The guy's great.
Cool.
So he's got some great stories about how the group was started. And I won't even get into it because I'll save it for the show.
Save it, man. Save it.
But Bob, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
Bob K. Long, call the show next week. Listen to the show next week. All right. That's Biker Bob's Joke of the Day. Don't miss out on that one. All right. And what else?
Could I have like Jackie Martlin call in, too? You remember when he used to do the 922 wine?
Oh,
you remember that back in the day?
Hey, it's
you
Jackie.
Know, the good old Howard Stern days when everybody got along?
It's Jackie, hey.
Yeah, no.
Woo, woo, woo.
I didn't ask you to do it.
I'll tell you, I'm going to be smart.
Nah, I think I would like to hear Biker Bob's jokes of the
Biker
day.
Biker Bob, you're going to call in next week, and we're going to have a good time with him.
But listen, guys.
All right, I got to give before we get interrupted again,
yes.
I want to wish a special happy birthday to my girlfriend, Patty Maycomb.
Happy birthday, Patty.
Asheville, North Carolina. And I love you to death, woman. I hope you're listening. And if you're not, oh well. But happy birthday anyway. And it's also my furry grandchild's third birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sprocket. She's 3. She's the cutest little dog. I'm trying to get my daughter to let me take her on the motorcycle. She's just absolutely absolutely adorable. And one more. Happy anniversary to Tina and Snake Sabo from Skid Row. Thank you very much. They've been married a year today.
Wow.
So,
yes.
Love. True love, man, right there. True love, rock and roll. Whew.
Yes.
That's right.
Good people.
But
I just want to throw something out real quick because Michelle is so thrilled that she wants to come down here and personally thank us.
Really?
Next Monday.
Wow.
She'll be down in New York next Monday?
She's saying she'll come. If we want her in the studio, she'll
be here. Well, why don't we wait till we get our studio? That'd be better.
Well, yeah. When we're in the regular studio?
Yeah, our studio, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you'll
do that.
Can you wait till June, Michelle?
Can you chill?
Till June?
Yeah.
Please? Then we'll have the regular studio where we can have guests.
Stuff, yeah.
Got a green room and everything.
Right now it's tight.
Text one of us and give us your answer.
That's right. This was a great show.
Oh, what did Richard say? He just landed out on the bike. Wait, hold on a second. I'm trying to read all the little messages here from everybody on our feed.
Yeah, I shut everything down so I don't screw anything up anymore.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
I think it's just Johnny's fault, but I'll just do
it. Oh, so Leonel? from Argentina. Hola.
Hola, Argentina.
Argentina.
Argentina is great. Wow, Argentina. These countries that people are calling from. We have my girlfriend, Patty, also. She knows the other Patty that used to have a – she taught me how to drive stick shift, Patty. I don't want to say your last name and embarrass you, but, yeah, I love her to death. Best friends for over 30-something years.
That
just
would make
saying.
You
– Yeah, a lot. I'm a lot. I'm 25 with 35
extra
years
credits?
Experience or something. 24 oh. with 30 years experience. I'm 24
Johnny,
with 30
stop
years
with
experience.
Your phone is coming through. It drives me crazy.
Yeah. What is it? It pinging and blipping and all that good stuff. But also, too, a special thank you to Steve, who was our opening song. He wrote that Biker's Creed song, and he does have – Steve Brack, he does. You could just Google Steve Brack on YouTube and on Facebook, but go to his YouTube channel and do that and listen to his music. It's pretty much he plays a lot of the biker events as well. Mm-hmm. And also, as we have shared before, Michael Allman, he's got an event coming up in I believe in New Jersey in June, and I shared that event as well. And
he's got a great voice, man.
He's got a fabulous voice, and he looks just like his dad. So, and we welcome him to the Mayhem family as well, which is fabulous. Thank you, David Hayes, for that.
David Hayes,
coming through again.
And we share your stuff. So just, you know, message us if there's something special you want to say, but you don't really want to call us. Just send us a message.
Yeah.
We'll get the message out. No problem.
And real quickly, I saw Laura made a little comment before I caught real quickly. I'm glad that little joke made David happy.
Well, David's not feeling good right now. David's got walking pneumonia, and we hope you feel better soon, brother.
No, I sent him a little thing there, and he really appreciated it.
Oh, picture of your penis? Is that what that was?
Oh, that was disgusting. I can't even believe you just said that.
I can't
believe
that either.
Ew,
but
ew.
Hey, you know what? It's internet. We can say what we want.
You know, well, you could, but nobody wants to know about your little penis.
Here we are trying to have a very respectable show, and Johnny comes out ripping.
He's just ranking on himself.
And first of all, what are you doing looking at me?
What?
I can't help it. I mean, you know, you were there.
I'm blocking the two of you. I mean, you know.
You can't block him?
Oh. I could block.
I wouldn't speak too highly. Speaking of which.
I'm not saying anything.
Are you on the feed? Just put in 317.
What does that mean?
That's my weight today.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
I've been posting the number.
That means you're
so
fat.
So post it on your page.
I have it off.
Post it on your page.
I've been trying to put it on at the beginning of every show, what my weight is. I want to lose 80 pounds by next month.
Get a haircut. Shave that beard. There you go.
Did you know I found out something interesting about weight loss? Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you lose weight, it like everybody thinks like your fat like dissipates and gets spread out. No. We lose it from breathing out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not know that?
Burning the fat.
So, you know what? Get some oxygen, Johnny, and breathe, and you might lose 30 fucking pounds.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes.
Johnny.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother? This is Fat Daddy Rabbit in the house.
Ow! This is David Hayes himself.
Man with
what? What happened, my man? You are sexy, motherfucker.
Oh, the show just went.
We love you guys, man. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I used to watch The Voice, you know? I like that voice shit. Country music, hillbilly shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But ever since you guys started doing your show, I haven't watched another show or episode of The Voice. I love you guys. And
oh, I feel
I really
honored.
Do. I want you to know 100% I'm behind you.
Thank you, David.
I love what you do. I love seeing people help people.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about, man.
It's the brotherhood.
It's the little things in life,
that's
right, David?
I love it. I love it. I'm not selling T-shirts.
Okay.
I'm not selling sex. I'm selling the love of the brotherhood, baby. That's what it's all about.
Yes,
that's it.
And you're selling it well, brother. You are selling it
well. And we really do... We really do appreciate you guys, man. Let me tell you something. This thing is going to grow. I watch every week. And this thing is going to go big. All we got to do is stand behind each other.
That's right.
Show some love, support each other. And this shit is going to rock.
That's right.
Wow.
Because people like you
and
behind
I'm happy
us.
To be, I'm happy to be here behind you. And I'm happy to see you guys doing what you do. And you see the love from the people coming. It's coming every day. Yes. New people.
Yes.
New people coming every day, man. Love.
That's right.
What it's all about. That's a good time.
It's guys like you who spread the good word about us.
That's right.
We're just here. Three bozos having a good time for you guys.
That's right, man.
We love it.
We love it. And you know what? We can't express how much we appreciate everybody. You know, all the groups, Wild Hogs, Carolina Bikers, Wild Hogs Florida. I mean, all the groups that it's we're amazing. Involved with, what makes us what we are. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It takes a toll to make a great thing.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Because we couldn't do this without you guys.
It's what you got going on out there is great. It's when you're in a bad mood and you go over to Wild Hogs, there's going to be within 3 or 4 seconds, you're going to find something that's going to make you
Definitely. Dave, the way he posts on there.
Oh, my God. He's a madman.
He left every 2 seconds.
He cracks me up.
You know what? Let's not forget Angie, because she's doing an amazing job for you.
Oh, yeah, Angie, too.
And all the other ones that are doing work for you.
And Laura. Your right-hand woman
there. Oh, yeah, Nana Dyes in Florida. She's a catbird. She knows more about bikes than I do.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, she's something else. Yeah.
Girl power.
Angie's learning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Angie, she's a catbird, too. She knows everything about bikes.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to make a promise from all of us. I think I can speak for all of us here. We're still having a hard time speaking, period. But no matter how big this show gets, we will never forget where we came from and who helped us get there.
Yes.
That's never. True.
We will always take the phone calls, the private messages,
the jokes,
and we'll take it as far as we can go with it. Right? Because we appreciate it, man.
It's in our hearts now. Yeah. You guys are all part
Wherever
of our family.
We go, you're going to be there with us, my
Welcome
friend.
To the Mayhem family.
Welcome to the Mayhem.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I really am.
We love you, David.
The stickers mean the world to me.
Awesome.
You guys mean the world to me.
Thank you.
It's why I'm here, because I love the ride. No. I love the ride. That's it. It ain't got nothing to do with money or a T-shirt, but I love that, too. That's part of it.
Yeah.
But it's that ride, man, to be able to get out there and just ride and forget all your problems and come home and feel like a new man when you get there.
Exactly.
It's the best damn therapy ever, wind therapy.
Wind therapy, that's right.
Yep.
You guys are all killing me.
And then there's sex,
Well, that helps.
You guys be good. I'm going to get off here, okay?
We love you, David.
Right. Be well.
Y'all be good. Have a good night. Enjoy the show.
Later, brother. I love you, man.
Thank you so much, David.
That just made my night.
That was the first time he ever called the show.
That just made my night.
They got to love it.
I don't know what to say, man. Yeah. I mean, everybody... It's just, you guys are amazing. Thank you.
Yes.
Welcome to our family.
Welcome to our world.
And thank you for allowing us into yours.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us into
yours. Well, it depends. Thank you for letting us into your living rooms, your kitchens.
Yeah. Well, you know, feed Johnny and he's your best friend forever.
Some of us into your bathrooms.
What? Do you take us into the bathroom?
We don't know what they do. I mean,
listen, do you know what he said, though? Did you hear what he said?
What?
He doesn't watch The Voice anymore. He watches us.
Yeah, you know, the voice. He listens to this voice.
That's huge. Who's on that show? I don't even know. I don't watch that show.
I watch it. I forget the names.
I know it's that the country dude and the guy from Maroon 5, right?
Yeah, him and her and the other one that he's married that went somewhere else, and now she's back with him. And you know.
I don't want to mention names.
I'm afraid of copyright infringement. God forbid.
Yeah, but that country guy is pretty funny. I remember seeing some clips and stuff. He's nuts.
Dave, if you're still listening, I did order a Wild Hog patch.
Awesome.
You did?
Yes, yeah. From one of these guys on the group.
So you only ordered one?
One.
He only had one left.
Oh.
The guy's like, I got one patch left. I'm like, I'll take it.
Okay.
I was going to get more, but
do you have a feeling like we're kind of left out?
No. I'm just going to put my helmet on. It's starting to get dangerous in here. My head hurts.
Bastard child of everything.
Rod is the stepchild of the group here.
I'm the redheaded stepchild. I really am.
I hear nothing.
I'm just lucky
you have hair. This is my totally legal helmet. Ow, get the fuck out of here.
Everybody got to do
my
stuff.
My head
like that.
Hurts, but this is my totally legal. Ouch, I just pinched my thing. Did you hear that?
I heard that
thing.
I just got a hickey.
Oh my God.
So this is my helmet.
Hickey for Knicky. Oh, hey.
Yo, hey. A hickey for my Nicky. Whatever.
We had a great show tonight,
actually. Yeah,
I got some helmet stickers on here from Cycle Source.
We got some time for some more callers. Anybody want to call the show?
Yeah,
or, you know what? We never gave the sticker away, did we?
No.
Call the show right now.
Call the show right now. Whoever that caller was, that call before. Call,
call
damn
the
it.
Show. and we'll send you a sticker and a helmet sticker.
Tell them the phone number, Johnny, in case they're too lazy to scroll up.
877-917-5263.
One more time.
877-917-5263. Give us a shout.
Call now, and we'll mail you. I'll mail you, because they don't do shit. I will mail you the helmet stickers, because I'm the secretary around here. So, that's it.
Is that true? Redheaded stepchild.
What?
I need coffee.
Do you really? Fuck you. You're such a wise ass. You better be bowing to the mama. So, what happened to your phone? Is somebody texting you or something?
I'm talking to Norman Sterling right now.
Norman,
why don't you call us?
Call him. We'll send you a sticker.
Norman, give us a call.
I already sent Norman stickers.
877-917-5263. Give us a call. And if you call us right now, we'll send you a sticker and a helmet sticker.
And a helmet sticker.
And a piece of Rod's beard. All right? So he gets no better than that.
No, but hey, Deborah, listen. Deborah's on here and she posted stuff. So do me a favor, Deborah, Amaya, just if you can. Post a link to this event.
Oh, we got a phone call.
And we'll share it.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Who is this?
Who is this?
This is Norman.
Oh!
Hey, Norman. What's up, Norman? Norman is from Kickstands.
What's up, guys?
So.
I know he's from Kickstands. All
right, well, I'm just telling other people. I'm not telling you. I'm telling like the other people about it.
I know.
What's up, Norm? He's sending me a whole bunch of pictures of his wife, man. Beautiful.
Yes, I did. You were talking about stripper juice a minute ago, and I was sending you pictures, showing you all the bikes that I use it on, every single bike that comes through my shop.
Right.
I don't care if I do an oil change, clean the air filter. If my fingerprint could get anywhere on that bike, that whole bike gets clean top to bottom with stripper juice. It doesn't matter if it's paint. It doesn't matter if it's the wheels. It all gets cleaned.
Where's your shop?
I'm down here in Ada, Oklahoma.
Well, give it a plug. You know, tell everybody where you are.
Isn't that T&M place?
All right, 716 West 2nd, Ada, Oklahoma.
Nice.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. And he uses stripper juice.
So now it's going to take me to ride my bike all the way to Oklahoma to get an oil change to get my bike cleaned. Right?
And heck, do it, too.
See, this is how lazy he is. This is how lazy he is, Norman.
That would be pretty far for an oil change.
No, he'll drive to Oklahoma. So
if
he
you go from Long Island to
bike.
Here, you're going
to
be due for more than an oil change.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But that's
well,
what
just
he'll
slap
do.
A rib in his mouth, he'll wait.
I mean, by that time, it's time to lube your cables, do a steering head adjustment, check your wheel bearings, adjust your clutch, adjust your final drive.
See?
I mean.
It's worth it.
John, did you know any of these things that actually occurred?
No, that's what he has. See, Norman, he has his friend Randy Miller, who is a mechanic.
Randy the Wrench.
Such as you, Randy the Wrench. Yes. He gives us a little tip every once in a while when we call him in and bust his chops. But yeah, Johnny thinks that a petcock is perverted. So yeah, he don't know what that does.
I'm a petcock. I'm going to get arrested. I'm sitting there going.
He's petting his cock. No, that wasn't an instruction. That's a part of your motorcycle, John.
As big as a petcock, too.
Yeah. So really, when you talk mechanics to him, nothing. But when you talk barbecue, he's on it.
It's like touch your petcock.
Not
your tailpipe.
Okay, whatever. Right. But anyway, Norman, so how long have you been using the stripper juice?
I've been using it. I actually introduced it to my instructors when I was going through MMI for my Harley certification. I actually carried a bottle of it in my backpack. And since we're in a Harley class, we had to use the Harley brand cleaners. And I really didn't like it. The spray foam, the one spray that Harley has, I really didn't like it because you really had to scrub with it. And you really had to use two different rags to clean it and get the streaks out of the paint and, you know, off the windscreens and stuff like that. So I just pulled out my bottle one day, sprayed a bike down, cleaned it from top to bottom, you know, and it was pretty much, that was it. I mean, I used it for my personal bike, and that was it at that point. It was just my Turbo Victory that I rode every day.
Excellent.
I'd clean it every day. Right. And then, you know, it was just a quick spray and clean, but, you know, I liked it. So, you know, I stick with it.
All right.
Other stuff out there on the market, other stuff I use for different things.
Right.
You
but
know,
this is your go-to for
as soon
it
as
all.
Stripper juice becomes a true all-in-one,
I'd use every one of their products. I mean, if they had a back to black for the wrinkle black paint on the engines, you know, a true aluminum pot, I'd stick with it all.
I use pig spit for that.
You know, but
I've used the pig spit on a blackout. Have you ever tried that? It's called pig spit.
No, there's another company. I mean, you really have to wash the black, you know, like the motor black is what I'm talking about, not the matte black paint.
Okay.
Harley has the vivid black. Okay. They have their matte colors. But I'm specifically talking about the motors themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company out there called S100 is actually the name of the product. That's the one I use on the motor itself. Like after I give a bike a full bath, clean it down, make sure you get all the dirt and everything off of it. You have to make sure the engine's nice and cool,
mm-hmm.
Basically room temperature. Spray it down with the S100. It makes the clutch, all your matte products, it makes it look brand new.
Nice.
You know, I mean, a lot of people, I think they come to me for an oil change just because they pretty much get $100 detail out of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's freaking awesome.
That's excellent. Awesome. Well, thank you so much
for that. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to try it. I cannot wait to try it this weekend.
You better try it this weekend.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
for sure.
Yeah. All right, Norman, thank you for calling the show.
You'll love it. You'll love their product. You'll love the stripper juice. And Johnny, I see you. You love to eat. Please don't eat the bike when you're done.
No promises.
I'm telling you, her product smells amazing.
Oh, really? Oh, is it coconut?
Oh, yes. It really does give a nice, good, clean smell to the bike.
Oh, my God. Now he's got incentive this weekend to clean his motorcycle.
He's going
to
end the show and go start sniffing the bottle.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm on the bottle now. Thank you. All right, Norman, thank you for calling the show, brother.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you later.
Guys, keep up the work.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Bye-bye now.
Wow, that's a heavy recommendation right there.
All the more reason for you, not your wife, to clean your bike this weekend. Seriously. Before Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you.
Oh, me.
I'm pointing to you. I'm wearing the helmet so you don't throw shit at me.
You better hope and pray it rains.
I feel like that guy on Laughing with my hand over my ear.
Can you hear me?
But you look like the guy in the bucket of your little yellow bus though right now, I must say.
I look like what's his face?
You do look like the guy from Laughing with the helmet and everything.
The helmet. I'm gonna bring my Nazi helmet. I have one.
Is it authentic from the show,
Artie Johnson. Right.
Wow.
I'm gonna wear my trench coat and my Nazi helmet.
Big time, didn't we?
No, I love Laughing. The Fickle Finger of Fate Award. There you go.
I like it.
Wow. I know you do. I'm going to take the helmet off.
Now, anybody want a sticker, call the show right now.
We got 4 minutes.
We got four minutes. And Rod's still got to do his thing over there.
No. Well, we don't have to always do it.
Well, it's up to you guys.
We're good.
All right, then call in.
You know what? Since we're waiting for people to call, let's get out there. People, check yourself for organ donation. Me, Johnny, Margaret, we have a personal friend here on Long Island. Go get yourself checked. Kidney donations.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. ALS. Cancer. Support it. Go out of your way and look to support and help. The kids. Everything. Just go check it out. All right. Call.
We got 2 minutos.
If you don't call, I'm going to keep talking. And I know nobody wants to hear me talk.
It's like the Jeopardy thing. That's the end of it. We can end.
Come on. I want to give away stickers.
They can just private message us.
You got 2 minutes.
People
to call.
Are tired. Two minutes?
I'm getting ready.
Two minutes to paradise.
I'm going to just bring up something real quick. There's an event coming up, and I want to pull this up because there's a friend of mine who will be playing this event. And where did it go?
We got a phone call.
Too late. We got a phone call.
You're on the air. What's your name? What are you riding? Where are you from? You got stickers coming.
Yeah, Mom and Dad.
Hey.
This is Michael Spooner again.
Hi, Michael.
I just
want
to tell you guys the YouTube remembering Butch Pappy Spooner on the YouTube remembering Butch Pappy Spooner the right way.
Okay. Sounds good. YouTube.
That's the video that they can watch to watch his funeral of the all the motorcycles in the wintertime that was in his funeral.
I have that link, actually, and what I'll do is I will copy and paste it right on this feed. And this way, because
you messaged
me that.
So much.
You got it. And Michael, send me
your... You guys are part of my family now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You guys from Melbourne, Florida.
Okay,
now,
so...
Wow, excellent. So
Melbourne,
much.
Enjoy.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you.
Private message you. Me again on our page, your address, and I'll send you some stickers too, Michael, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, you got it, doll.
Bye-bye, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
What?
Okay.
I'm just said all right. Everybody's click happy. Click.
You're all clicking.
You're
the leader. I'm just going to make real quick this event. We're going to post it on the Facebook June 3rd up in Woodstock, Harley-Davidson, Kingston, New York. They're having an event up there. Performers, Wildside, let me get this right, Heavy Gauge and Kristen Capolino are scheduled to perform there. It's on June 3rd. At the Woodstock Harley Davidson in Kingston, New York. I will be posting that event. Go check it out.
All right. Well, I think we've come to that time of night, which lately, I've got to tell you, I really hate ending the show.
I'm going to do the Carol Burnett thing. I'm so glad we had this time together. That's
really
trademarked. I shouldn't really do that.
That's cool.
Well, real quick, I want to say, listen, go on our Facebook page. Like us. Follow us. Friend us if you like. You know, we'll take your friend request.
Absolutely, we'll take your friend
definitely.
Request.
Definitely. We're here for you. We want to be part of your groups, your organizations, your life. Come into our life, and we'll all be this together, man.
Yeah, and you, what all you people who tune in and listen to us and send us all the love, it's amazing. Yeah. It makes, for me personally, it's a pleasure, and I look forward to this all week. I leave here on a Monday night,
really good.
I'm looking forward to the next Monday to spend it with you, all of you.
I can't wait for Monday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Mondays don't suck with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yeah, it doesn't. Mondays is beautiful now.
And because
it's a
two-wheel thing. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
See you next Monday. Have a great week. Love
Happy
you all.
Happy anniversary, Michelle.